Episode 808, Find What Speaks to You.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. It's a glorious day in the neighborhood, and I hope you are ready for an inspirational day. Oh, yes. Find what speaks to you. That's what we're chatting about today. Get your ears ready and your heart open. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to the family. I'm so delighted and excited that you're here. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Have you checked your bank account recently? I know, maybe that's a little too personal. Hey, but we're really real and honest and authentic here at Create Your Now, aren't we? So we're going to get into the bank account. And I'm not talking about your money. I'm not talking about your wallet. I'm not talking about that paycheck. I'm talking about your hope bank account, your inspiration. What lifts you up? What encourages you? What makes you smile? Find what speaks to you today and do something for you. Oh my goodness, did you get just really big eyes? Are you like, I'm on another planet, I can't do that today? Well, I'm here to tell you, you matter. Every day you give to so many. You give to your job, you give to your community, you give to your school, you give to your church, you give to your family. How many young ones are pulling on you right now? Or maybe you're listening to this when they're finally asleep and everything's quiet, right? So we don't want to wake the babies. But you do everything for so many, putting yourself on the back burner. Today, I'm encouraging you to do something for you, specific to your desires. I know. Get the presses out. It's an extraordinary day. Why? Because it's about you. Maybe it's cooking your favorite meal. That might mean a quick trip to the grocery store, but you're worth it. It'll be worth those extra 5 minutes in line to get what you want so you can enjoy and actually savor a meal instead of being rushed going, oh my gosh, I just got to get this done because if not, they're going to be mad at me. They're going to be screaming. My husband's going to be upset. It's just going to be downhill and I will not have a calm evening. But if you enjoy your meal, that's all going to fade away. And you're going to enjoy your time together more and you are going to have a smile on your face. Maybe it's reading a few pages of this book that's been staring at you for the last 6 months. Yeah, maybe it's sitting there on that nightstand right there. And it's going, come on, read me. You know you want to. But every single time you sit down, something else distracts you. Maybe it's taking time to organize your closet. Whoa, stop the presses again. Something for me, my closet? Are you kidding? Stop cleaning everyone else's messes. I know I've done it so many times, and I have a lot of them. They create a lot of messes. But organize your area. You don't have to go and clear everything out, but imagine if you could walk into your closet every single morning and what you normally have hanging up is there. And let me just give you a side bonus here. If you really want to do that, because I'm telling you that is the most refreshing thing for a female to do. I'm serious, because you know what? What do we identify with? The reflection in the mirror, right? So when you can walk in your closet and see what you really want to wear, guess what? Your spirits skyrocket. Oh yeah. Inspiration above, raise the roof. You got to increase the rafters because it is going to explode. So what you do is go into your closet and give yourself a certain period of time. I'm not kidding you. This works. Do like 10 or 12 minutes. Now, if you have a really, really big closet, like an Oprah closet, maybe you need a day for that. But I'm talking about kind of your average closet. I actually have a really small closet. I'm kind of stuck in a little corner. I love my closet, but it is small. So for me, I could do like 5 or 10 minutes. But I want you to glance. And I want you to pull out. You could do it two ways. You can pull out what you wear most or what you don't wear, whatever is easiest for you to think of, okay? Sometimes people just go and they have this one place that they put all the same clothes that they wear, and it's only like a six-inch span, and then it goes down depending upon the length, whether they're shirts or pants, et cetera. Okay, I want you to grab, whether it's the ones you don't wear, the ones that you do wear, I want you to get them out of the closet. Get them out of the closet. And maybe it's clothes that you're like, I kind of like that. I'm not asking you to get rid of them. But what I'm asking you to do is get them out of sight. Because maybe you're not wearing them because you gain an extra 2 pounds. And it just doesn't look right on you. And that's okay. You want to feel confident in what you wear. That's awesome. Okay, but you got to find what speaks to you, right? That's what we're talking about today. You want to inspire yourself. So when you're standing in that closet and you can't wear or you don't want to wear half of what's in there, then get rid of it and hide it. Hide it. If you have to, just put it in a trash bag and find a corner for it. Put a little piece of masking tape on it that says moms and just stick it there. If you want to write a date, just put clothes, leave it there. You can mess with it later, but you know what? Then you can come back in your closet and you can organize it. I kid you not. In an hour, you can have an organized closet. I've done it, been there. And man, it feels awesome. So maybe it's time that you organize your closet. Stop cleaning up everyone else's messes. When you find what speaks to you, you gain a smile. You walk with a bounce in your step. The day seems brighter even when it's dreary outside. Your hope account increases. That's the kind of deposit that you want in your bank account. So what does your bank account look like today? Are you kind of in the negative? I hate to say it, but most of us are. And we kind of just survive. We barely get through. And then when we really need that bank account, we have nothing to draw on. And then you wonder why that you're depressed or you're anxious or you're extra nervous, or for some reason you're not eating well, or your cortisol level's going up, so therefore you're gaining weight, and you're like, but I haven't changed anything. Find what speaks to you. You are always giving and serving. It's a great day to find what speaks to you. Be your greatest cheerleader. I know we don't always like to like pat ourselves on the back, but sometimes you gotta do that. And I'm telling you, you are worthy. You deserve to cheer yourself on. Remember how you felt when you were able to do one thing for yourself? Now, this is not being selfish. You were taking time for you to rejuvenate and rebuild your hope. You're your own inspiration. And sometimes we have to do that. We have to make time in our crazy, busy schedules to do that. And that may mean that, yeah, you just have to stop and smell the roses and do something for you. You are loved. You are so worthy. You are beautiful. I'm asking you to inspire yourself from the inside out when you find what speaks to you and go do it. Expand your heart to caring for not only your family and community, but for loving you. You got to begin to rekindle your inspiration. Wake up your eyes. You want to be able, when you get up in the morning, you hit your feet to the floor and you cannot wait to get to that beautiful closet. And then throughout your whole day, maybe you're looking forward to finally cooking that meal that it's been 3 years since you made. Yeah, it takes effort, but you love it. It's so rewarding. It's so refreshing. Choose not to be guilty by putting yourself last. Listen to that carefully. I've been guilty a lot of that. It's easy. I got a lot of them. They number me very quickly. And I put them first, but you know what? I know I suffer when I put myself last. And when I'm suffering, who else suffers? Oh, yeah, everybody else within my radius. Uh-huh. You know what I'm talking about. Choose not to be guilty by putting yourself last. Put yourself first and find what speaks to you. Live life with passion. Love life with vigor. Impact life with you. Go and inspire yourself today. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. God bless. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.